Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
So the title of today's message is, You're Having What You're Hearing. You're having what you're hearing. You ever remember that line from that movie that said, I'll have what she's having? I tell you what, do you ever look at somebody else's life, somebody else's peace, their joy, their happiness, their relationship, their marriage with their kids, how the something is flowing, and you're like, I would like some of what they're having. Yes. Y'all don't lie in church. They gave me this runway. I'll come right out here and get you. I can watch this. Oh, woo! I just scared y'all. Now these people are all worried that I'm gonna stay out here because they don't know how they're gonna see me because I'm behind them. I think we just let them suffer. Right? Nah, we're not doing it. I'll at least stand right here because if I stand here, then I can spit on them. Just saying. Hey, we'll call it the, Pastor Omar was talking about baptism. Like a sprinkler. Everybody say, church can be fun.
Church can be fun.
So it was Thursday night. It was my daughter-in-law's birthday. We went to Cheesecake Factory. We were walking home, and as we're walking home, kids were out in front of us. And it's that time of year where I just get really excited and act like my joyful self, and I started singing, it's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone yelling to be of good cheer. If you're wondering, why are the Christmas decorations up in the stores on the 1st of November? It's me! I'm buying that stuff. Thinking about that stuff. And the kids were way up there. They didn't really hear me. But we get home. Everybody say they got home. Everybody say they got home. They got home. And Ashton starts singing, it's the most wonderful time of the year. She goes, why am I singing a Christmas song? I said, oh, I was singing that on the way home. She said, you were? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, thanks, Mom. In that teenage way. Has that ever happened to you? Somebody else was singing something and then you picked it up? Yep. Or you ever, somebody starts singing something and you were singing it and they picked it up from you? Yep. Do you know why that happened? Because you started having what you were hearing. We hear things even when we don't realize that we're hearing them. So for all my Bible students, for all my friends who really like to pursue God, those God seekers, here's the scripture for that for you to put in your notes. Mark 4:24. It says, take heed what you hear. We got to pay attention to what we're hearing. And it can be harder than it sounds. It can be really tricky because you don't always hear everything that you're hearing. Matter of fact, I am going to whistle jingle bells for you on my whistle. Did you hear it? No. I'll do it again. Do you hear it? Do you believe I'm doing it? Do you know why you don't hear it? It's because this is a dog whistle. So the dog whistle makes a sound. How many of you believe that this dog whistle is making a sound? So this dog whistle is making a sound, but we can't hear it. But just because we can't hear it doesn't mean that the sound isn't being made. That's where we have to be real careful in life because there are a lot of sounds being made out there, guys. And they're getting into our consciousness. We're hearing these things. We're hearing these sounds and we're not noticing it. All of this stuff that's going on the news, they're telling us the world is teller barrel. They're telling us the economy's going to end. They're telling us that we need to be divided. They're telling us that, you know, we just need to be all stewed up all the time. All the people at work are just complaining about everything that's happening. They're telling us the job is bad. They're telling us the boss is bad. They're telling us that we're bad. They're talking about us behind our back. We get to school, and there's this cycle of all these things. Does this sound familiar to you? And if it does, say amen. Amen. But we don't always hear it all. We don't pick up on it. There's a song that One Republic sings it, and there's a line in the song. I didn't realize the line was there. I just knew that like the beat was cool and I was really grooving it and I was loving it. But there's this line that comes up and we're singing it. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. And my husband goes, we can't sing this song. I'm like, why not? Grouchmaster? And he's like, did you hear what we were just saying? Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. He's like, I don't want what's going to kill me to make me feel alive. I want love, joy, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, family time. I want that stuff to make me feel alive. And I'm like, holy cow, he's right. We have to be so careful what we hear. So I've got a statement for you. Are you ready for this? What we hear determines what we say. What we say determines what we see. And what we see determines where we move. I'm going to say it one more time. What we hear determines what we say. What we say determines what we see. And what we see determines where we move. So we have to be super careful with what we're hearing. Turn to your neighbor and say, did you hear that, Ed? And then tell them, hear what? What did we hear? Did we hear what? You know, because there's this Dr. Tomatis. He did this study and this research because his whole family could sing opera except for him. So since he didn't get the gift, he went to medical school. He goes to medical school. He becomes an ENT. And because of his family, they start bringing him opera singers who can't hit certain notes anymore. So as he studies the whole thing out, what he goes to figure out is that the reason they can't sing the notes, the reason they can't say the notes is because they can't hear the notes anymore. You see, you can never say what you don't hear. You can never sing what you don't hear. And as he did the research, he found out, here's what happens. At 110 decibels, all of a sudden our blood pressure starts going up. At 141 decibels, we start getting nauseated. At 145 decibels, our vision gets blurred because our eyeballs start bouncing. And then at 202 decibels, you can have death by sound. Death by sound. It just makes me wonder how many of our dreams are dying because of what we're hearing. Death by sound, because decibels and frequency. When I was reading, when I was doing the research, one of the things that I read in Dr. Tomatis's study is it says that the frequency and are terms to describe the sound level and the number of cycles a sound wave in 1 second. And the decibels measure the sound of the sound frequency. Frequency. I thought that was so interesting that it talks about frequency, because the frequency of times that we hear something depends on how much of it we get inside of us. It depends on what comes out of us. So just like the opera singer, because of the frequency, the 140 decibels was causing them to go deaf. 140 decibels, that's what they sing at. An opera sound is loud. So I'm going to sing for you some opera right now. Are you ready? I am. I'm going to take my microphone off because it's loud without it. So I'm just going to take this down here so you can't hear me talk with the mic anymore. And I'm just going to go. You're like, Pastor, that was loud, but that was not opera. Right? But I did that to demonstrate to you how loud their voice was. Get this. They were becoming deaf because of their own voice. You see, nobody believes what you say about you any more than what you say about you. You, come on. What you say about you is what really counts, and that can cause us to go deaf to the things that can feed our spirit, that can feed our life. Mark 4:24. Take heed what you hear. Do you ever hear that little song that goes, be careful, little ears, what you hear? That's why. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So if faith comes by hearing, the thing is, the ear is a gate into our psyche, into our soul, into our spirit. Faith is not the only thing that comes by hearing. Doubt comes by hearing. Depression comes by hearing. Despair comes by hearing. All of these different things come by hearing. Amen? So it's not just the fact that we're hearing, it's what are we hearing? Whether it's the things that we're hearing that are conscious or the things that we're unconscious of that are sneaking into our eye gate and our ear gate. Matter of fact, there was a study published in the Journal of Verbal Learning and Verbal Behavior. And it said, get this, that the spoken word, who's an audiobook person in the room? Say amen. Amen. How many of you like to read? Say amen. Amen. So the spoken word actually brings more imagery into the mind than the written word. And here's the science for it. They said that the image processing part of the brain is busy processing the words on the physical page when you read. So when you hear somebody tell you a story, when you hear somebody complain to you, when you hear your preacher preaching good, your brain actually creates more pictures in your head than when you're reading something. Amen. That's why when you have a fight with somebody and you listen to all the trash and then you rehash all the trash and you talk to your friend about all the trash, you find yourself, because what you hear is what you say and what you say is what you see and what you see makes you move yourself into the shower and you start having a verbal conversation with a person who is not there. In a conversation that has never happened, come on, somebody, admit it in church. Because of what we hear. Turn to your neighbor and say, who have you been listening to? Who you hear the most is who you believe the most. Do you have a friend like mine? I got this one kind of friend that if, no matter if it's what kind of pizza we're ordering, if it's where we're going for a restaurant, you want to be the last person to get to that friend. Because the last person that they heard, if I start talking about, that good crusty pizza from Pizza Hut, it's pizza made with, cheese, dripping with it, wonderful, please, can I have another slice of, I just need pizza with the crusty crust, and when sometimes they got the cheese filled in the crust, and then they got the pepperoni, but it's not too greasy, but it's a little bit spicy, and it's so good, don't you want some pizza? Oprah moment, somebody just said. Yeah, Oprah's checkbook. But if you want pizza now, why do you want pizza now? Because of what you just heard. What we just heard makes us want that. What we hear is what we say. Hey, Pizza Hut, could you bring me 2 large pizzas right now? What we say makes us see. I see that pizza coming into my house just now. And what you see makes you move. I'm moving myself and I'm putting that pizza all up in my face. I'm very into fitness. I'm into fitness, whole pizza in my mouth. What you see or what you hear determines what you say. What you say determines what you see. And what you see determines how you move. And sometimes we're hearing all these things that we can't see. We're hearing this broken record of what's happened in our life from our coach, from our teacher, from when we screwed up, from our insecurities, from when things went bad, from our spouse, from anybody, and they speak these negative things into our life. Or sometimes they don't even really say the negative. Get this one. Have you ever had somebody say something to you and you repeated it back to them and it really hurt your feelings and they're like, that's not what I said? But the filter of our own pain in our past, the filter of our own insecurity gives us a filter on our ears, and we hear this stuff come in, and then we start playing it like a broken record over and over and over. Okay, for all you young people who don't know what a record is, it's like your Spotify is stuck on loop, okay? You know what I'm saying? And you keep hearing the same thing over and over again until it becomes like a parrot. And the problem with a parrot is the parrot is going to say the same thing over and over and over again. Reminds me, this guy owns this pet shop. He's got this parrot in the window because he's trying to sell it. This lady's walking by to work, and the parrot says, hey, lady. She looks up, and the parrot says, you're ugly. Uh-huh. So she walked on by, and she's so offended. She's coming home from work. She's walking by, the parrot goes, hey, lady. Yeah, you're ugly. Oh, cannot even believe it. She goes to work the next day. Parrot goes, hey, lady. What? You're ugly. She's like, that's it. I'm talking to that manager. She goes into the pet store, talks to the manager. The manager's like, you got to be kidding me. He tells that parrot, parrot, you say that one more time, I'm going to tape up your beak and you're not going to say nothing. Parrot kind of shies back. Lady comes home from work that day. The parrot goes, hey, lady. She's like, what? He said, you know. I'll be here all weekend. We parrot these things. We start repeating these things. What are we repeating? Are they the good things? Right? Faith cometh by hearing. If faith cometh by hearing, we got to be hearing faith for faith to come by hearing. Because all that comes in. Because there are many voices. Everybody say many voices. There are many voices, whether they're the voices from things we can see or even the voices that we don't hear. I always get real nervous when somebody tells me like, hey, God just told me, and then they tell me this crazy thing. Sounds a lot like this. Well, God just told me to move to Alaska. He told me to sell everything, to go there, live on the land, and bring only a swimsuit. How many of you can pretty much with surety just lift up your hand right now and say, that doesn't sound like something God would say? Right? But people hear voices, and I believe with my whole heart that people who tell me stories like that, they heard a voice. But there's more than one voice. There's the voice of God. There's the voice of jealousy. There's the voice of anger. There's the voice of resentment. There's the voice of your past experience. There's the voice of your mama. There's the voice of somebody replaying in your head. There's the voice of the fact that they got it and I don't. There's the voice of ambition. Have I hit yours yet? And there's the voice of the enemy. And here's the thing about the enemy. The enemy will try to sound as much like God as he can. He will try and derail you. Oh, yeah, I got to stand up and clap. Come on, somebody, if I had an organ playing like the people standing up and clapping. I don't know what this was. Am I a horse now? I don't know. I was just amening my own self. So let's look at that in Genesis 3. In Genesis 3, verse 1, we get a little bit of the enemy trying to get into Eve's head. So what happens is, it says the enemy was the serpent who was more crafty than any of the animals in the field. He knows his skill is deceiving people. So he gets up to Eve and he says to the woman, see, we could go right by that. If he's saying something, she's hearing something. Everybody says she hears them. So hearing determines what we say. So watch, she's going to hear something, then she's going to say something. So he says, hey, woman, did God really say? Faith comes by hearing, so does doubt. Did God really say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Oh, well, you got that wrong, sir. That's not what God said. So, she heard, now she's saying. What God said was, is we could eat from any tree in the garden. We just couldn't eat from that one tree in the garden, because if we eat from that one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we're going to die. So we eat from any tree we want, but that one. See, at this point, she's in a conversation because she's hearing what she shouldn't hear. Now she's talking to who she shouldn't talk to. She's about to see something she shouldn't see. So the enemy says, oh, so he told you you're going to die, did he? That's not what's going to happen if you eat from that tree. You see, if you eat from that tree, you're going to see like God sees, and you're going to know like God knows, and you're going to be more like God, and God just doesn't want you being like him. The thing is, if they had been putting more word in them than they had talking to that little person, crafty enemy over there, they would have known, no, you're mistaken right here, you see, because God wanted me to be like him so much, he created me in his image. He created me to be like him. I kind of actually look like him. I got freckles like him, right? He created us to look like him, but that's not what she came back with. She ended up looking at the tree, and the next scripture says, she was hearing, she was saying, now she's seeing. And she looked at the fruit, and she saw, she's seeing, that it was good for the eating. So what she heard, she said what she said, she saw, and now it's going to make her move, but she's not going to just move her, she's going to move Adam. So then she goes ahead and she takes a bite of it, and she gives it to Adam to eat too. And it says in verse 7, just the worst tragedy in all of the Bible, and then that they saw that they were naked, and they made coverings for themselves. I hate that part. Y'all, before this moment, we all looked like Victoria's Secret models and Mr. Universe. Before this moment, we all looked airbrushed naked. This is the moment in which cellulite was created. They liked it till they saw that, and they're like, you gotta cover that up. She saw that Adam was all hairy and he had chest of drawers disease where his chest fell to his drawers. Oh. Everybody say, it was all good. Until she heard. What are we listening to? What are we listening to? Why are we listening to what we're listening to? Why are we listening to those people? Why are we listening to that junk? Why are we listening to that mess? Because what we hear is making us move. So Friday night, oh, we were sleeping in the middle of the night, and I had that urge, you know, like you do in the middle of the night. Well, you got to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to go to the bathroom because you don't want to get up. So my options were get out of bed and go to the bathroom or wet the bed. So that day, I decided to get up. So I get up, and I'm doing that shuffle to the bathroom because I don't want to wake myself up. I don't want to stub my toe. I don't want to bang into any furniture. So you're just doing this little shuffle thing where you're trying to make it because it's pitch black. There's no windows in the bathroom. And just about the time that I make it to the toilet, I hear, I'm in here. I already had to go to the bathroom before that happened. I hear, I'm in here. David was already in the bathroom. And that's when I heard the Lord tell me, because you heard him, you moved. You see, we have a bed. It's not on a box spring. It's on a platform. So our bed doesn't move. Our mattress doesn't move because it's on this hard thing and it's this hard mattress. So he gets up or down and I don't notice. But since he got out of the bed and he walked around the bed and he walked around the foot of the bed, then he walked up by me and then he went into the bathroom, I heard him moving around and I didn't know that I had heard him. But what I had heard and didn't even know that I had heard, it caused me to move. What moves in our life have we been making that we don't like, that we haven't been able to distill down, but now we can start thinking about what is it that we have been hearing so that we can go ahead and change those things. So Dr. Tomatis, that opera singer guy, so one of the things he said, he came up with three laws. Everybody say three laws. And so turn to your neighbor and say, are you listening right now? Say back to him, what'd you say? Did I tell him about the guy yet and his wife? No, so there's this guy. Did I tell you about the guy whose wife couldn't hear? No, so there's this guy, his wife couldn't hear, right? And so she won't go to the doctor. And he's real upset about it. So he goes to the doctor to try and figure it out. And so the doctor says, stand 20 feet, 15 feet, 10 feet, 5 feet away from her. Figure out at what point she can hear you. Come back and tell me, and we'll try and diagnose her without her even coming. He says, awesome. So he goes home. He opens the door, and oh, he can tell she's been cooking. So at the front door, about 20 feet away, he says, hey, honey, what'd you make for dinner? She doesn't answer. Takes a couple steps forward, and he says, hey, honey, what'd you make for dinner? 15 feet. No answer. He takes a couple steps forward. He's about 10 feet away. He says, hey, honey, what'd you make for dinner? Still no answer. He said, it's worse than I thought. He gets right up next to her just 5 feet away. He says, hey, honey, what'd you make for dinner? She looks at him and says, for the fourth time, I said lasagna. Sometimes I crack myself up. The voice only contains sounds that the ear can hear. The voice can only say what it can hear. The voice can only hit a note that it can hear. The only voice can only sing a song that it has heard. We have to hear it to say it. But the last part of this law is the one that I love. Listen to what Dr. Tomata says. He says, once the listening is modified or given the chance to hear correctly, the voice is also modified immediately and unconsciously. So Ashton's got this new saying that she's been doing that I don't love. She goes, she hears something and she says, I can't even. And I'm like, that sounds rude, Ashton. Don't say that. I don't love that. So last night I got together with some friends of mine. They told me a story. And sure enough, what do I say? I just say, oh, I can't even. I'm like, no, what happened? Well, what happened is I was hearing this enough that my voice was being modified immediately and unconsciously. I wouldn't even want to say it, but it came right in and I started saying what I was hearing. The problem with hearing is it'll get you saying. When the thing about saying, it'll get you seeing. The thing about seeing, it'll get you moving. So where are we going? So in our last couple minutes together, I want to give you four things on how to hear better. If you want to make a change, the word will work if you work it, right? So here's the four things that we can do to make a difference in our last couple minutes together. Number one, how do we hear better? We hear better things. How do you hear better? We hear better things. What does that mean? That means if today's message helped you, why don't you listen to it again? If one of Pastor David's messages helped you, if a message from the past has helped you, why don't you go on? Here's free resources. Who likes free stuff? Say me. I like free stuff. So the podcast, you can go get a podcast of Pastor David. There's all kinds of podcasts on iTunes that are available for free. Why don't you download the podcast? Oh, okay, you can go on the website tomorrow. It's going to be on our website. All kinds of messages from us, from our guest speakers, everybody, right there on the website, available for free. Oh, we're on TV too. You can go ahead and just hit DVR. So when you're wanting to not hear what all the rest of the world is saying, but you're needing the life of God on the inside of you, you just go to your DVR and press play and it'll come up on there. What about YouTube? You can go to YouTube and you can just search Nicole Crank, David Crank, you know, T.D. Jakes, whomever. Just make sure. Here's my one qualifier. Everybody thinks they got something to say. But not everybody has done the research to make sure they're saying something good or scriptural. So just make sure that what they're saying isn't just fun. Well, here's the five fabulous things that we're going to do on Fun Fantastic Fabulous Friday. They use alliteration. It sounds catchy. We think they're awesome and we buy into everything. Right? Make sure it's scriptural. Turn to your neighbor and tell them. Make sure it's Bible. So you get a podcast, you get a YouTube, you get a website, it's on the TV. Go to your iConnect group. That's what those people are for. Those people are around you that when you don't know what to say, they can help you. It's why I wrote the book, Hi God, It's Me Again, What to Pray When You Don't Know What to Say. You get people around you that know what to say so that you can hear the right thing, so you can start saying the right thing. Amen? And if it's all confusing, you go to Growth Track. We're going to help you in Growth Track, sit down with you and help plug you in to these resources. Because this is how you change your life. Romans 12 and 2 says, don't be conformed to this world. If we want what the world has, we do what the world does. The world has addiction. The world has a divorce rate. The world has bankruptcy. The world has despair. The world has shootings in schools. Who does not want that? Say me.
Me.
I don't want that either. But if we listen to what the world listens to, we get what the world's got. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? The Bible says, take heed what you hear. Because he knows. And then it's corroborated in Ephesians 4:23. It says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So that's number one. Number two is hear it over and over again. Or one word, repetition. The more something gets repeated, the more likely we are to remember it. How many of y'all took a language in high school? Say me.
Me.
Okay. How many of you don't remember much from your high school language class? Say me.
Me.
How many of you remember a few things from your high school language class? Say me.
Me.
I do. I took 4 years of French, two in high school, two in college, and I remember this one thing that my teacher used to say. They used to say, bonjour les étudiants, ouvrez le livre à la page 57. Sounds impressive. It is, good morning, students, open your book to page 57. Right? I also remember, fermez la bouche, that is, close your mouth. Right? So it's 20-some-odd years later. Why do I remember those things? Because every morning she told us to open our book to a page. Every morning she told us to open our book to a page. Every morning she told us to open our book to a page. And every day she told me to close my mouth. Right? So when we hear it over and over again, what's the Bible for that? The Bible for that is Luke 6:45. Out of the abundance of the heart. Abundance, a lot of it, hear it a lot of times. The abundance of the heart will make the mouth speak. So here we have, take heed what you hear, right? And then that'll make us say, we're going to say it, but to say it out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. To be able to say it, we need to say it. To be able to see it, if we want to say it, to see it, that's Mark 11:23. Whoever says unto this mountain, whoever says, we need to hear it to move our mouth, we move our mouth to be able to see it. Whoever says unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believes whatever he says shall come to pass. If you're not saying anything, you're not going to be saying it. You're not going to be moving anything. So we have to be able to say it. Everybody say, say it.
Say it.
We got to say it to see it. So number one, we need to hear a lot of things. Number two, we need to hear them over and over again. Number three, we need to be intentional. Be intentional to create space to listen to God. What does that look like? That looks like buy a packet of post-it notes for $1.50 and write, read my Bible on our nightstand. So when you see it, when you go to bed, and you read it, you see it when you get up. Put the word podcast and stick it on your shower door. So every time you're taking a shower, you're showering with your mentor. Put podcast next to your mirror in your bathroom. So anytime you're brushing your teeth with Joyce Meyer. You're brushing your teeth with David and Nicole Craig. You're brushing your teeth with T.D. Jakes. Put a post-it note over the speedometer of your car so you can honestly tell the officer, sir, I don't know how fast I was going. And put podcast on it, CD. So you pop in a CD from the source, so you turn on a podcast while you're in your car. Ride to work with your mentor every day. How much would you give to put Tyler Perry or Oprah in your car every day? Right? Or David and Nicole Craig. You know, I don't know. Take us to work. We want to go. And then that last thing, everybody say number four. Number four is to say what we are hearing God say about us. And we're not going to get anything until we say it. And we can't say what the enemy says. We have to say what God says. Out of the abundance of the heart, we got to put a lot of God in us to get a lot of God out of us. Whoever says unto the mountain, to get bold enough to talk to the mountain, we got to hear that we can move that mountain. So that we will speak to that mountain. And so I want to give you one last free resource. If you've got your phone in your hand, if you go on your phone real quick to NicoleCrank.com, we're going to close out the service today with a confession prayer. What is that? I'll show you what that is in a second. But to get a free confessions download, go to NicoleCrank.com. It should come right up on this home screen. You press that button, it should download. And what that is, it's five confessions that you can listen to on the way to work. One's on mind, moods, and attitudes. One's on health. One's on finances. One's on relationships. And one's on something I can't remember, but it's probably good. And so stand up with me, because that's how we're going to close out today in prayer of confessions. And if this makes you feel better, I want you to make sure you get that as a free resource, because that's going to start putting it in your ear gate so it starts coming out your mouth. And you take it out of your mouth, you'll start seeing your future change. You'll start seeing your job change. You'll start seeing your health change. You'll start seeing your relationship change. And it'll cause you to move in the right direction. So right now, just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am purposed. I am intentional. You put me here because you need me here. Before the beginning of the whole world, you knew my name. You knew my birth date. You knew I'd be here. And you need me to fulfill the call that you put on my life. I'm a blessing. I'm going places, good places. You know why? Because people look at me and they like me. You know why? Because the favor of God is on my life. Matter of fact, I'm a king's kid, and healing is the children's bread. That means healing is mine. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That means the devil, he can't trespass here. That means no disease, no sickness, no depression, no anxiety, no virus, not on God's property. Baby, when you mess with me, you mess with all of heaven's armies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you're thankful that God loves you, would you give him a hand clap of praise?
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.